From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters chose two radically different candidates in Sunday's first round presidential election. Former French economy minister and banker Emmanuel Macron and National Front leader Marine Le Pen emerged as the two top vote-getters. Final figures put Macron and his fledgling movement at 24%, with Le Pen at under 22%. Monash University analyst Ben Wellings tells VOA, with Macron ahead in the polls, this is a good outcome for democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
And the two will face off in the decisive second round, May 7th. Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday urged restraint toward North Korea during a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump, their second since their Florida summit earlier this month. A state television news anchor said that Mr. Xi stressed China's opposition to violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions and hopes all sides will exercise restraint. And President Trump also had a 30-minute conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He said it was meant to increase pressure on Pyongyang not to engage in any further provocative actions, but was not prompted by any significant change in the situation. This is VOA News.